No, a horse, but you see, these were Sarkey plows, and they had, well, you had two handles up here, and then they were hitched to a team of, well, one or two horses, and they were just plows that you just walked behind. They weren't riding plows.
Have you ever heard of a gee-whiz?
No.
A farming implement called a
No.
gee-whiz? Did they, can you remember in the old days if they had anything like a buck scraper or something like a buck scraper to move a lot of dirt around?
Sure.
What were they called? Did they ever call them Fresnos?
Yes, Fresno. I was just ready to say Fresno.
Okay. And that was like a big bucket that
It
the
was a
horse.
flat piece of space like this, and then it had two handles back here that you kind of held on to, and then you had some horses up in front pulling it, you see, and then they'd get to a certain place and then they'd unhitch and dump the dirt that they'd
Oh,
scooped up.
my goodness. And they call those
Oh,
Fresnos.
yes.
Is that different than like a buck scraper?
I think it's just practically the
Practically the
same
same
thing,
thing.
yeah.
Did they have any harrows? Do you
Oh,
remember
yeah.
what kinds?
They were steel harrows, and
Okay.
you'd attach horses to that, and that would level your ground after you plowed it. Then you'd run it over with the harrow, see.
They had spring tooth harrows? And did they have spike tooth?
Spring tooth mostly.
Spring tooth. Did they have anything like a slip or a
Yes.
cultivator?
Yeah.
Both of those. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Both of those words are familiar to you.
Yeah.
What did they use to stack the hay with?
Well, some people had they were called lifts or derricks. Now, in my folks' place, we never had the most modern machinery, and we had you'd go out in the field, and we'd have two horses hitched to this big wagon. And in the bottom of this wagon, you would have what you called a sling. Say, like that was this sling in the bottom here, and that was all fastened together with ropes and things. Then, when you got to the stack, why, there was a thing up on your loader that you had that would hook into some places here and lift this out of this hay rack onto the stack of hay. And the horse would pull it up. Then you would pull a string, and then that whole thing would open up and dump it on the stack. And then that's how they stacked the hay. And my mother used to stack hay up on the top of the stack.
And they call that a derrick.
Well, they called it a sort of a like a derrick, but you had to have a special thing that would hook into these slings and then dump them. And then when you had grain was done different. It was all tied into bundles. And these bundles, you would build a round stack with bundles and put all your hay or your grain on the inside. Then when the thrash machine came along, then a fellow would stand on top of this pile of bundles and throw them into the thrash machine. And then your grain would come out one place and the straw another. And that was run with horses.
John Knuth just gave me a picture of some of those
Yeah.
things that you're describing
Yeah.
yesterday.
Would you ever heard of a Mormon stacker?
No.
Okay, that was not a term, not a term.
Not around here.
Okay. The thing that they use to clip the wool off of a sheep would be called what?
Well, just clippers is all that I
Okay.
knew.
Would they ever call them shears?
Yeah, shears or clippers are
Okay.
about the same
Okay.
thing.
And the thing you use to drive a nail into a piece of wood?
Hammers.
Okay.
There was two different kind of hammers. There was a claw hammer, and then there was the bigger hammer.
Okay.
The claw hammer is the one that had on the front of it, you could have an open space, and you could pull the nail up with it.
My goodness. And the thing that we drive around in now are called what?
Cars.
Okay. That's just a pronunciation item. Can you remember if your father had any guns?
Yes, he had one gun and he used to go deer hunting, but not very often.
What kind was it? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. He finally gave it away a long time ago.
Okay.
He didn't like hunting.